Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and that fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Yo. Rappers used to really fool us back in the day.
They used to ride that shit.
They were ultimate time wasters, man. Yeah. Because I remember there's a lot of tracks where it would just be a good 40 seconds.
Of just yo.
Don't let it be like other niggas on the track. Like, he's got featuring like, such and such.
Nigga, Wu-Tang was...
Oh, but you know who were good for that? Method Man and Redman.
Yep. I mean, it's really no different now, though, because that's what Migos does. The words just change.
Yeah, but the Migos get right into the shits, though.
Yeah.
They don't stall you out for 30 seconds. It's like they're in the booth trying to think of something right there. Granted, nowadays it doesn't...
There's not as much
thinking going on in the lyrics.
I guess it's kind of like you got to pick your poison.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know.
So either waste your time in the beginning or just waste your time the whole song.
Yeah, they get the time wasting out of the way.
But Amigos, maybe they put out some shit, though. So, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. We got to get into the new releases. The new music releases. We'll get into that in a few. We'll get into it in a few.
Yeah, there's been some.
But
been
for
some
now.
Shit. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, everybody? It's another week, which means it's another episode.
Yes, it is.
Another episode of the greatest podcast known to man and ape.
Yes,
I'm talking about Not That Serious, the podcast.
The motherfucking podcast.
And it's your boy, Big Mike, one of your humble and gracious hosts.
Hey, LZ.
We've been cured of our malignant, benign cyst of this week. He is not with us right now. He is in Thailand.
This nigga is in Thailand.
He is in
Fuck it, Thailand.
And...
with the lady men.
Yo, can we...
He's out there flirting with all the lady boys.
With all the T-girls.
All 89 pounds of them. Because more than likely, they don't want to do it.
Yeah. That's like one. No, for real, Bangkok's like one of the prostitution capitals of the world.
It's bad. Did you see Ong Bak?
Ong Bak, that nigga.
Yeah, sex slavery everywhere.
Imagine, yo, Ong Bak. Listen, there's a lot of kung fu fighting movies that I recommend.
That's got to be in the top five for anybody.
That's in the top five. Ong Bak is probably in the top five. But I know my number one.
Ip Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you told me that about that. No lie, it had to be like eighth or ninth grade. You've been telling me about that.
I still haven't seen this. Is when I remember hearing about it. Mm-hmm. Whenever, do you know that year? I don't know what year it was. We were in high school. Mm-hmm. Remember that year we got Anamdi Asomugha?
Yeah,
that summer.
Oh, what a terrible summer!
What a terrible! It was a great summer, but what a terrible fall that was.
We thought it was going to be amazing.
Nigga, I remember the moment we got Nnamdi Asomugha. I was working at my summer camp still, the Christian summer camp. You know what I mean?
Imagine Mike at a Christian summer camp.
Hey, man, I was a teacher in that motherfucker, man. I was doing the things, bro. And did I ever tell that story on the podcast about how I caught them two boys?
I think you did. It was just a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. I'm pretty sure you told
that. I might re-up. I don't know. We got nothing else to talk about today.
Yeah, it's not really much.
So, Christian summer camp, boom, we coming back from a trip. One of the other teachers, he's like, yeah, we're just talking about kung fu movies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's an old head, so he's kind of like an expert. So, I was like, yeah, IP, man. I'm like, oh, word? I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. Then he showed me the scene where it was him against 10 black belts.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker destroyed them niggas.
Yeah.
And I was like, from this day, that's my number one kung fu movie ever. Mm. Ip Man, IP Man. I'm 90% sure it's on Netflix right now.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, that and the second one. Might be even the third one, too.
Yeah. My shits were obviously Ung Bak and The Protector. Because Tony Jaa was just that nigga. Yeah. So,
yo, Ung Bak was hitting niggas with them elbows, son, and knees.
This nigga, crazy, right? So, like, he was real close with, like, elephants. So, in the one scene at the end of the movie, this nigga, like, because they basically killed his elephant, right? So he was going around looking for these niggas because they took his elephant. He finds
it. It sounds like Taiwanese John Wick.
Exactly. Deadass. That's basically what it is, right? So he finds his elephant, and it's basically like they turned that shit into a shrine with just the bones. Right?
Oh,
so like
they
skinned the elephant. The elephant was no more. They turned that shit into a T-Rex that you see at Jurassic Park or some shit in Disney World, right? So so like they basically like somehow the shit like is fucked up. He takes like two of the bones from the elephant,
mm-hmm,
wraps them around his arms.
Of course he did,
because elephant bones aren't heavy, right? So he takes the elephant bones, wraps them around his forearms, and starts knocking niggas over the head with his elbows and shit, die. Bro. Niggas was dying instantly, bro.
No.
It was amazing.
So it was amazing. Shout out to Corey. He out there in Thailand, yeah, having fun. You know, everybody wish him safe travels and a good time.
Facts. It was a 20-hour flight. Safe out there.
Yeah, it was like, he said he was traveling for 2 days.
Basically, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Saw his pictures on Instagram.
I hope the bussy's worth it.
Yeah. hope you get all the coochie cock. you just drink to your fill. And motherfucking Taiwanese tea and girl.
Motherfucking man, fuck it.
And fuck it. That's the theme of the week.
Fuck
it. And fuck it.
Is that the name of the episode?
Yeah,
fuck it.
Fuck it.
I mean, you can do whatever.
Fuck it. Yeah, that's just fuck it.
Fuck it.
No, since we're on the topic of fighting, did you see the Deontay Wilder fight?
Can I tell you how funny this nigga is without actually being funny? Like, he doesn't mean to, but this nigga went and fought, what was his name, Brazilian?
Brazil?
I think it's pronounced Brazilian.
Uh-huh. Brazilian,
whatever it is. So, before the fight even happened, basically Deontay Wilder said that he was going to kill this nigga, right?
He literally
said,
kill.
In boxing, killing niggas is legal.
So
I'm going to exercise my rights. Okay. Yeah, like that's what he said.
And right? When he said it, my first thought was, ha, he's full of shit.
Nigga, my first thought was, he might do it. Because this nigga's crazy. Like, he really.
But then, when I saw the punch that laid him out, I was like,
Jesus, he's really trying to kill this nigga.
And I
really trying to kill him. Like,
it was literally
clean on the chin. First round,
a power punch. Either
did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it like live. But I saw.
Well, you know, it was on Showtime, so you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never got around to watching it.
Yeah,
and I think I fell asleep.
Yeah, I mean, box matches happen late.
So then I saw the rewind.
Uh-huh.
I know. I tried to watch it. It was over the weekend,
uh-huh,
but I was working all weekend, and I had to get up early, and I fell asleep.
Okay. So,
then I saw the replay. I'm like, I'm looking at the round. I'm like, this is round one? God damn, I'd have been upset if I stayed up late to watch this.
He caught that nigga lacking like it was like the eighth round or something. Like, he really knocked the fuck out of him.
Lacking.
Yeah. It was bad. It was pretty bad. Like, but it was low-key expected because he's notorious for knocking people out in the first round. Obviously, if you saw his last fight against Tyson Fury, it went all 12 rounds.
You got to take it to the limit.
Yeah, took it to the limit, and he shouldn't have. If that fight ended in a draw, it shouldn't have ended in a draw.
Yeah.
It was bullshit. But this fight was pretty much like the rest of his fights from his career. He knocked the nigga out in the first round.
No. And it wasn't even a power punch. It was just a jab.
It was like a jab, yeah.
Jab, then a straight.
Yeah. But and his power is out of this world. Like,
did you see the slow-mo?
His right hand is crazy.
His face milli rocked.
It was melting. It gave, like, his face came off the bone.
His face caved in like a souffle. You know, you make a souffle and then it goes wrong and it just,
yep, and it just caved. It falls.
That's what happens to his fucking face. His face souffle.
His face fell.
Oh, and then he went down. like a sack of nickels.
Yeah, there was no coming back.
It was like 40 seconds in, if that.
Yeah, the nigga's a killer, man. He really tried to kill him. He really tried to kill him. But also from this fight, there was a video that surfaced of Deontay actually beating up some white supremacist dude. Did you see that?
Yes. And like, he like made comments like, of him and his daughter.
Yeah.
And he put the beat the brakes off his ass too.
He beat the shit out of him. I don't like. It was basically on some Kimbo Slice shit. Like they were in like a. Like a boxing, like
yeah, it's a like boxing a, training
like
gym.
Like a training gym. Like if you ever seen Kimbo Slice's old fights, like when he really started getting paid for these shits, but before MMA.
Ooh, that was art.
That was like, all right. I'm gonna draw the picture. I'm gonna paint the picture. So Kimbo Slice used to fight niggas in backyards.
Rest in peace, Kimbo. Yeah, rest Slice, in peace. Man.
He really like he didn't deserve to die like that. What did he have, like a heart attack or something? Right.
I believe so.
Way too early. Way too soon. He was really young. He was only like 40 something. But back in the day, oh my god. Hair of mine, fuck. Back in the day, Kimbo used to fight niggas in the backyard.
Like in literal, actual backyards.
Front yards, backyards, they would just take their shirts off and start boxing, right? So he kind of like leveled up. And then he was fighting niggas in like boxing gyms, but like on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like Deontay was doing. But in 2014, I'm pretty sure he was still a professional boxer. So it was like, I don't know how he didn't get in trouble for that because you can't. Technically fight people like that if your hands are licensed. So
were his hands licensed?
In 2014, more than likely. He was at least an amateur. So that means they're still licensed. I'm pretty sure. But either way, the nigga's crazy. And seeing that video basically, you know, you see why where he is today. So the nigga actually became the champ.
To this day.
And the nigga's mentally unstable. I don't know.
Aren't all the greatest athletes?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, if there's not nothing. Yeah, if something's not wrong with you, then.
Something's wrong with
you. You're not the great. You're not the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Mike Tyson.
That nigga's nuttier than a motherfucker.
Clearly nutty.
Nuttier than a can of cashews, nigga.
Visibly nutty.
That nigga like, is on sight insane.
Like, he doesn't even hide it. Like, you look at him and, like, what the fuck is up with this nigga? Like, just crazy.
I know on my second dose.
Yeah, like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, fucking insanity.
Yeah. What else happened in sports?
In sports world,
I guess the Raptors tied the series.
I haven't been paying attention to it.
The Raptors tied the series. It's 2-2 now against
the Bucks.
It's
boring. I'm bored.
It's a good series, but I don't care anymore because the Sixers lost. So fuck basketball, nigga. What? Doesn't matter. The Warriors are going to win. Who cares?
Yeah.
The Warriors swept the fuck out of the Trailblazers. That game should have been... That series should have been done in 2 games. Fuck it. They swept the fuck out of them niggas. It was looking like the Raptors were going to get swept, but the Bucks are kind of falling apart a little bit.
See, that's what
fucking,
happened.
Yo, what's his name? Airballed 2 free throws back-to-back games.
Go.
Giannis. He airballed twice.
He's a great player, but I'm not ready to give him that, like...
Elite.
I think so, but I'm not ready to give him that top five as player Corey, status.
So
like
as Corey
that.
Would say, he doesn't have the Zaddy badge. Because I know he would say it.
Yes.
He does or he doesn't?
Because like just like that team, like first of all, he got put in hell by Ersan Ilyasova 1 game.
Who?
Giannis.
No, Ilyasova's on his team.
No, that was Kawhi put up.
Yeah. Kawhi. Yeah. Or no, Mark Gasol got locked by Ersan Ilyasova.
Ilyasova was doing niggas dirt.
I mean, but we know who he is, though. He was on the Sixers last year, yeah. So we know how you get down.
But part of my statement. But, like, Giannis is a player that's so – he's great, right? But the way his team is constructed, if he's having a bad day
– it's over. They're not winning.
It's over.
Because
that team is just built to support him. It's built around him.
Mm.
So I'm like, if it's one day, like, damn, Giannis don't got it. Them niggas are finished.
Yeah.
Because Chris Middleton he's good, but he's not taking over like that. Who is it? Brooke Lopez? No. Connaughton.
Nah, Eric Bledsoe,
nah. Malcolm Brogdon, yeah. Eric Bledsoe, nah. No.
They can't get it done like he can.
No. So if it's not even just him, yeah. If one of those support guys they have a bad day,
it's over.
It's a wrap too. Yeah. Nikola Mirotic is not right. They're fucked.
I forgot he even had him.
Yeah,
man. Basically, it's looking. It's really looking like Kawhi is probably gonna end up beating these niggas. Now that the playing field is even again, and they kind of got them figured out, and Kawhi is hurt on top of that. So, I don't know. It's not looking good for the Bucks, especially like in this situation when the Raptors have so much momentum. But again, I don't really give a fuck about basketball right now because the Sixers lost. So fuck this shit. Like
yeah,
I said, but Warriors are gonna win the finals in 6 games.
We just gotta wait for them niggas to break up.
Yeah,
that's all.
It'll be
that's all it should be we over. Have to do. We just
it
gotta
should
wait
be over after this year. They yeah. can't want much more. All they can want after this is more money. So why not go somewhere else and get it? Because you're not going to get it from the Warriors. Because they don't have enough. So I don't know. We'll see. Would you take KD in Philly?
Yes.
You would?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think he's coming though.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I feel like Philly is too rough for him. Like
I'll take KD or Klay in Philly.
Klay too?
Or Klay. Either one.
Yeah.
But KD, yeah. He won't survive in Philly.
Yeah, I don't think
he's too sensitive.
Yeah, I don't think he's built for it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
You see that thing he's been having with Chris Broussard?
Yeah.
Chris What's Broussard. Up with that?
Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard went on ESPN and he was talking about his relationship. First of all, I don't know who's worse, him or Stephen A. when it comes to telling their relationships on TV with sports with
see,
athletes.
The thing it was doing about Stephen A. number one, he's a legend. Number two.
Yeah.
He actually has relationships with the people he's talking about.
Me and Dez Bryant have a great relationship. We text all the time.
I've had dinner with his family. His mother makes a wonderful lasagna. But with that being said, he needs to work on more routes and add to his dynamic route tree. No, I hate talking about the guy like this.
It's hilarious.
But, like, guys, if you don't have context, Chris Broussard is like a sports analyst.
Analyst.
Yes. Chris Broussard is a sport analyst for ESPN, Fox, all that.
Mm-hmm.
He covers NBA basketball most of the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they've just been having a little back and forth, him and KD. Like,
and I don't know why.
I don't know where. Do you know where it started from?
I'm really not sure. But I know this didn't just start this season. I don't know what Chris Broussard said before. I can't remember. I know he did say something before. But for whatever reason, him and KD, I don't know if he just lied on KD's name.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, he said that him and KD have been texting. They even texted about their fate.
For hours talking about lives.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why he would say that. But also, I don't know why he would lie about it. Because
I can understand. I mean, him lying about it.
Why, though?
He's trying to sell a story. He's trying to, like, sell. He's in the business of selling authenticity.
He's in the business of selling, like,
I'm the guy that has the scoop. I know these people. These people trust me.
But that's
so they trust me with information because I have this deep whatever with them.
But that's a weird thing to lie about. Like, he literally said, like, oh, we talk about our faith, and neither one of us are perfect, you know, in our faith, but we try our hardest and da-da-da-da-da. And that was before he even got to his point. But whatever the fuck he was saying, I stopped listening because I scrolled up a little bit, and Kevin Durant said,
Cap. You don't have my number.
Yeah, he said, you don't have my number, man.
And then he was like, Cap.
And
then he was like, oh, IG's Twitter. IG DMs, tracks, Twitter. It's all the same.
I guess,
I'm
yeah.
like,
now,
ah.
if that's the case, if they talk via, like, Instagram or Twitter, then KD is kind of petty for saying that. Like, oh, you don't have my number. We talk via Instagram messages. Like, nigga, you know what the fuck I meant.
Like, you still talking
yeah,
to
you
the
still
nigga.
Talk to the nigga. You still texting, technically.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
like, if a chick go through your phone,
yeah,
and be like, who is this bitch in your phone? But babe, I don't have her number.
I don't have her number. I just talked to her via Snapchat. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
It's the same thing, nigga.
You know what the fuck he was talking about. But I don't know. That shit was weird to me. I don't know. KD, I feel like KD's low key bored. First of all, the Warriors just swept the fuck out of Portland without this nigga. I don't know what that means for his career. I don't think he gives a fuck, but at the same time, this could never happen with LeBron James. Like, there's no team that LeBron was ever on that was sweeping anybody without him. Mm-hmm. So, I don't... This might be a little asterisk next to his career. Same with Boogie Cousins, because this nigga's about to get a ring for no reason. Didn't really play at all. He's just getting a ring. And I don't even know if he's even going to ever get paid what he really should get.
Cool.
Boogie. He's never going to... Boogie's never going to secure
because
the bag.
Because he's always hurt. That's it's a shame.
He's never going to secure the bag. Now he's going to get a ring for what?
Nigga about to get the ultimate participation trophy.
Yeah, basically, this is a ring for being in Sacramento for all those years. That's really all this is. Like, for being such a great player on a shitty team for mad long. And then you finally got on a team that could win. But you didn't do shit. So it's like, I don't know. It's weird to me.
Oh, fucking, he paid his dues.
Yeah, basically he paid for friends. That's basically what this is. He paid his dues. He paid for this ring by joining his team, and now he's just gonna get his ring because he got it the easy way. But yeah, speaking of sports and all this, and just speaking of basketball in general, seen all this shit with Magic Johnson?
I didn't watch it. You didn't see it? I heard he emptied the clip out.
It's hilarious. Yeah, he really did. Basically, he went off on Rob Pelinka, who's the GM of the Lakers, and Jeannie Buss. Basically, it was a whole big mess, and he was saying that, what?
Nothing.
No, like, it was a whole big mess saying that, you know, it was, there's no way to, nobody knew who was in power. So, like, he was told that he had a good amount of, you know, a good say in the organization. Mm-hmm. But then other people come in saying, like, oh, example, he said he wanted to fire Luke Walton. Jeannie Buss is like, okay, we'll go forward with it, and da-da-da-da. And then other people come in like, maybe we shouldn't fire Luke Walton because this, that, and the third. And Jeannie Buss is like, maybe you're right. So it was like kind of contradictory, and once he figured that out, he was like, all right, I'm out of here. It's pretty bizarre. You don't really see this shit happen with sports teams, especially high-profile sports teams like the Lakers.
Yeah, you would think there's like... There would be an established chain of command.
Exactly.
In an organization like that.
Exactly. But
and the just, fact that there isn't one.
Yeah, it's
not. Pretty laughable.
It's laughable because of the way that their season went. It's kind of a reflection of their roster.
And it looks like it's no hope of getting better because we're not hearing about no superstars.
Nobody wants to go.
That want to go over there.
Nobody wants to go there. If anybody's going to go to LA, they're going to the Clippers. That's what it's looking like. Kawhi is not going to want to be he's not going to want to be a Lakers. He's not going to want to be a Laker with all this drama. It was bad enough with him in San Antonio. We all saw how that shit ended. He was acting like a little bitch. So he's not going to want to be in LA on the Lakers with all of this shit. He'd rather be in a smaller market with the Clippers because this nigga does not care about markets. The only people that care about his markets are his team, the niggas around him that want to make money, his agent and shit. But I don't think he cares about that. But I don't know. I think the Clippers are going to end up getting a lot better. First of all, they played the Warriors really well in the playoffs, so I think they're going to end up getting better. They're going to end up being better than the Lakers. If I'm the Lakers, I'm getting LeBron the fuck up out of there. Because for what? Why is he there?
He's there to put asses in the seat. That's the only reason they're like starting to look like they're trying to get their shit together, maybe.
Yeah.
Is because when they were fucking up really, really bad,
yeah, nobody
asses weren't in those seats.
Not at their regular rate.
Yeah.
Because people are going to go to a Lakers game regardless. Going to a Lakers game is an experience, and that's just something that people do. But when there's no superstar, niggas, you know, they're not selling out the way they should. But when you have LeBron James, you know, you're going to sell out.
Mm-hmm.
But should they have LeBron on the team going into next season? I don't think so. I don't think you really gain anything from it because I feel like he's kind of... Because
ain't no winning going on. It ain't no winning going on.
There's no winning going on. The front office is fucked up. And a lot of people just don't want to play with LeBron. And... It's just bad. And you got a 35-year-old LeBron, so he's on the edge going, you know, he's on the way out of his career. So
on the way out, that nigga gone.
Yeah. I don't think he's going. I don't think he's going yet. I think this is probably has maybe 1 or 2 years left in his prime.
Mm.
Max. And then it's gonna be like, all right, what else is he good at? you know, it's gonna be like a Vince Carter decline. He's gonna get better at something else.
He's gonna be a spot up 3-point shooter.
Yeah, LeBron's gonna be a spot up 3-point shooter with a fully gray beard and a headband. But I don't know. It's looking spooky in LA, and this is a bad time to be a Lakers fan. But it's pretty funny.
It's a great time for me.
A great time for us because I'm
great time for me because I
could fucking care less. Ooh-wee. Now, should we be in the conference finals right now? Absolutely. But it is what it is. Hopefully, we're gonna run it back. Because we need the same team back. You know what I mean?
My bad, y'all. We had to take a little break there, nigga. I was getting tired as fuck.
Nigga,
I had to get a motherfucking glass of water.
Of the coldest water.
The coldest water to rejuvenate myself. I had to refresh myself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. R.I.P. Prince.
Big facts. What were we about to say?
Listen, honestly, this week has been very, very dry.
It's been super dry.
Nigga, we came in here, we was like, we don't got shit. And boy,
it was a whack week. Like,
it's a whack week. It was a whack
week. There was nothing exciting really happened.
Yeah, when you have a podcast like such as ourselves, mm-hmm. It's just me talking to my nigga.
We just talking about current events.
Yeah, right. I'm just talking to my nigga. And
should we get one of those podcasts where it's like a theme? Like we talk about we look up different crimes. Yo, did you ever heard one of those, like a crime podcast? And they talk about different crimes that happen like throughout the country?
Yes. Yes, I have. What's it called?
Crime Reporters or something?
And no, I listen to a bunch of that shit's lit. It's one where it's movie podcasts where they analyze a different movie every week.
Really?
I know there's one for Rick and Morty where they review every episode.
What the fuck?
Those are great.
Really? I haven't seen that.
It's one for South Park.
Wow.
We're
just going to turn into one of those. Or let's do one where we just analyze other podcasts.
A podcast about podcasts,
and we just go through other podcasts and just
I think
rip their shits.
Mind me chewing ice on the mic. I'm very sorry.
He's not sorry.
Pretend it's ASMR.
girl.
I think we should do like a little extras, like stuff, like maybe like. Maybe once a week do a special type of episode where we have one theme or one question.
But that's why I want to get into the when we start doing the YouTube thing. I really want to start doing reaction videos or like reviews.
Yeah.
I feel like reaction videos would be dope.
Bro. I already know the first thing we're reacting to. My boy.
Please tell people about this. You gotta get this nigga a shout out.
Shout out to the best YouTube channel in the world.
Please look this shit up, bro.
Please look this nigga up. Funny. His name is Badlands Chugs. Badlands, BADLANDS, Badlands Chugs, like chugging juice. Mm-hmm. And that's all his YouTube is about. Is literally this big, massive black man, and he with a smooth R&B voice.
Yeah, for no reason too.
And he is just chugging any type of liquid, edible liquid you can think of. He's chugging large amounts of it.
Yep.
Like we watched this animal drink 6 20-liter bottles of soda.
Yeah. Out of the boots, right?
Out of the Beer Fest boots.
Have you ever seen Beer Fest? They drink out of these boots.
Like Das Boot.
He did Das Boot. He did two Das Boots.
Yes, full
with just cranberry.
It was cranberry Sprite. Soda.
And he did two of them bitches. And then what else did he do? Oh, he did a whole pitcher of Kool-Aid, but with mad sugar. Like
literally a cup of sugar.
It was so much sugar, it was a ridiculous amount of sugar, bro. Like, it made my stomach hurt.
Like, it made my brain hurt.
It made my balls tingle.
Yeah, man.
It was ridiculous.
I felt the diabetes for him.
Yeah. And the funniest
part is... My foot went numb for him.
My toe fell off. My big toe got green and fell off. The funniest part about this nigga, he's like... He's shaped really weird.
He's shaped so weird. He's just... His legs...
Like he
are fit.
Like you can tell this nigga is not supposed to be fat, but because he's like he's fat up the at up top. Like he's all torso and titties. Is the
but he had like he's shaped like a dreidel.
He's shaped like Dr. Eggman. Like, yeah, like Dr. Robotnik. Dr. Robotnik. Like he has skinny legs, and like his arms are semi skinny, and he's just all torso and stomach. Like. The nigga looks crazy.
And about his stomach, it's like one side of his stomach. Yeah,
one titty is bigger.
Is huge. Like, he has a mega tit. Like, his left tit is like, you're in Rosh Pinocchio and the whale Monstro. That's his one tit. His one tit is Monstro. And the other tit is Finding Nemo. So, he's like a duality of man. It's very poetic once you think about it. Like, men can be big or we can be small.
He's all shapes and sizes, yeah, at the same time.
That nigga is shaped like, remember the little S's, S's we used to draw in school? Yeah, the dollar S's. But it's sideways. That's how one of his titties is.
Oh my
god. Pokes goodness. Out of his shirt.
The nigga looks crazy, yo.
He's a like, crazy looking man. But he's so talented.
He's so talented. He's super smooth.
Please watch that. Oh, it's so great.
Yeah.
I've been obsessed with him for a good 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
He chugged a bottle of sriracha.
Yeah, that was weird. Sriracha was kind of wild.
Yeah.
What else? There was another one I think we watched something else too. What was the first one we watched?
Your boy, Shoe Nice.
Oh, Shoe Nice. Yeah. So this other nigga, Shoe Nice, I don't know if he still does it, but he chugs liquor. Look him up. He's a white dude, and he's always mad drunk before he even does it. It's the funniest shit ever. So, like, he had, like, a bottle of Everclear, and, like, you watch him take the top off, and he just chugs it, bitch. Like, this nigga been a clout chaser before there was even clout. Like, before clout existed, he was doing this shit, because he started in, like, 2011. Like, he's hilarious.
OG clout
chaser. I don't know. I don't understand how people can get into that shit. Like, that shit, that type of shit is weird to me.
It looks.
It's very entertaining, though.
Painful.
Like, I would never want to meet.
Like, when we watched him drink that bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah,
He
drank a whole bottle of Jack Daniels, and it was ugly.
Sir, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking. I was thinking all the time, like, bro, you don't. Nobody's making you do this. You do not.
Nobody's with a gun. Drink a bottle of Jack Daniels, motherfucker! Or what?
Nobody's making you do it. He didn't have any. He had a couple thousand views, like. But he doesn't have a million. Like, it was the other boy had a million, right? On a couple of them.
Yeah, like, he had like 500,000 subscribers.
Now, you know how this nigga's the real deal? He has a super straw, right? So back to your nigga. What's his name again?
Badlands Chugs.
Badlands Chugs. This nigga has a super straw, and he went to Wendy's. And what did he order?
He went to Sonic. Ordered a 44-ounce strawberry Sprite, right?
Nigga had a death.
Gave the little waiter that roller skates out to you. Yeah. Gave that nigga like a $40 tip.
Yeah.
Stunting for the YouTube.
Yeah, just.
Like, that's for you, brother. And then he fucking took the custom. He had his own custom straw. That he pulled out of his.
And he had like a weighted straw case. Pocket. He had like a straw case for it.
Yes. He had an otter box for his straw, right?
He had a razor.
And he just. Case for his straw. He's stirring it. He said, and he's like, he has an R&B voice. So it's like, y'all ever seen a strawberry Sprite?
I'm like, damn, I don't think I've ever seen a strawberry
Sprite. I'm like, damn, he's getting me titillated with his voice and his Sprite.
It was so good.
So he just chugs it in like 12 seconds and he gets the brain fever. He's like, bugging the fuck out. But it's like, what's going on? He just killed 44 ounces.
44 ounces in 12 seconds. Amazing. Amazing. So look up his YouTube. Just go through his videos. It's one of those people. One of them niggas like, you know, we don't have Vine anymore, so we're back to YouTube now. Like, go look up his YouTube.
Wasn't Vine supposed to come back?
Yeah, the creator died.
What?
Yeah, the nigga overdosed.
You hear about that? Oh, I had no. What?
Yeah, nigga OD, yeah.
Wow.
The cocaina.
Damn.
Yeah, I believe it was either right before or right after Mac Miller.
Oh,
it was around then.
An interesting thing happened to me today at work.
What?
So, I tweeted it earlier. So, I may have inadvertently explained to my entire office how baking soda is used to turn cocaine into crack.
How do you?
And I think I told my entire office how to make crack.
First of all, how do you know how to make crack? And second of all, how did you tell these niggas this inadvertently?
Number one, watched a lot of rap videos. Niggas explain it.
Oh, with the
and Elijah watched the drug movies
with the ice cubes and shit.
Yeah, you put
on the stove.
Oh, I didn't tell them that part.
You didn't
thank
tell them ice
God.
Cubes? Oh man.
So I didn't tell them.
Them shits ain't even crystallized, man.
Yeah. So they literally made it in fucking, what's that one movie?
Snow on the Bluff.
Snow on the Bluff, they made it.
Because that's kind of how I have an idea.
Snow on the Bluff, they made the shit.
A fake-ass movie.
50 Cent movie, they made it.
Yes, they did.
They did in fucking one of the two, I think both State Property movies, they made it. And then it's that other movie, Menace to Society, they made it then.
Yeah, yep, they did.
So, I see, it's pretty, and it's a very simple recipe.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how it came up. We was like talking about baking soda. Mm. Oh. They were talking about skincare products and like how you take skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies was like, my husband, what he does is he takes baking soda and he like puts glycerin like oil in it and that's good for your face. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she was like, yeah, he just goes to the store. He just buys huge bags of baking soda. I'm like, and then I heard that and I was like, so nobody's suspicious of him buying all this baking soda? He buys all that baking soda. People might think he got a drug empire going on.
And everybody's like, gas.
And they're like,
Michael.
Michael, whatever do you mean a drug empire? And then it started with one person.
Yeah.
And then the other, next person was like, what do you mean? And then the next person was like, what do you mean? And then the one other black person who I expected to know, which I shouldn't have expected to know. Because that's a stereotype, but I expected them to know how crack was made. Even she was like, and I'm like, oh, so I'm the one drug expert in the house? I shouldn't be that. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, baking soda is very important into turning cocaine into crack.
Yeah,
and they were like, what? And I was like, yeah. And then I proceeded to explain to them. I was like, and what an asshole I am. I'm like, it's actually very simple once you think about it. See, what you do is you take the cocaine, you put it in a pot with water and ice, and then you just put the baking soda and you let the crystals fall while you stir it over the heat. And they're like, huh. And then one lady was like, well, you still have to buy the cocaine though, right? I'm like, yes, you still.
Yeah, you still gotta buy the cocaine. It doesn't just.
And I was like, I really just explained to my job how to make crack, how to cook crack.
He's gonna fire you.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for an HR call all day. I didn't do no work the rest of the day. I was like, because I knew the call was coming.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious.
I knew I was waiting for it, bro. I was like, here it is.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. I never, I don't think I've ever had to explain that to anybody, so I can't even relate.
I felt like that nigga explained it, though. I ain't gonna point. I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Pablo be liking it when you stir it to the left.
Stir it to the left.
Counterclockwise,
yeah,
though.
It's 21 Shabbat says, scrape the shot, scrape the bowl.
Scrape
the bowl. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
What an influence. Oh, man. Speed of crack. That series finale of Game of Thrones was pretty much crack. That was that whole episode was on crack.
Listen, that was
the writers must have been on crack.
Like you like the writers. That was a horrible segue. All
yeah,
right. I want to out. Listen, all right.
So the it was an M. Night Shyamalan ending, bro. That shit was so It was anticlimactic.
Niggas knew what was gonna happen before it happened. Okay? And that's never the case with this show. It's so disappointing. Like, alright. Alright, so the last episode ever, series finale of Game of Thrones happened this past weekend on Sunday. And if you listen to the podcast, you know that I am a huge, huge, huge proponent and fan of the Game of Thrones series, saga, lore, all that. Very important show to me, one of my favorite shows ever, if not my favorite show of all time. And it was the ending today, that day, and it fucking sucked so bad. I don't want to get into specific plot holes, but it's like,
I mean, you might as well.
It's all right. It's a show. It's a show about kingdoms and rulers. These niggas were going to end the show about discovering democracy, where they were like, well, why doesn't everybody get to choose the leader?
Yeah, let's have a vote.
Let's have a vote.
How it never was.
And it didn't happen, because as soon as one dude said to vote, the other lords was laughing him out of the gym. And it was like,
fucking Sam was
giving the Michael Jordan lap. He's like, why don't I give my horse a vote? So they were like discovering bureaucracy, right? They're like, no, we need to choose a king. Well, who's going to be king? The one nigga who they spent the entire last season, the entire show teasing that he was the true and rightful king, they don't choose him. I don't want to be king.
You talking about Jon, right?
Yes, who actually has a claim to the throne. I don't want to be king. And then they choose another boy who's Asperger boy, who Asperger brand. Who's looking off into the motherfucking sunset. Yeah,
just as he did for the last 8 seasons.
Yeah. For the past 2 seasons, he's been looking off into the abyss. And they're like, Bron, do you want to be king? Well, why did you think I came all this way for? And he's looking off into fucking motherfucking outer space. This fucking dweeb. This
fucking vegetable ass.
Burger ass motherfucker. And they give him king. And then the girl Sansa becomes a queen in the north because they make that a separate.
Yeah.
Then all motherfucking Arya goes off on an Eat, Pray, Love. West of Westeros?
Yeah, she turns into Amelia Earhart.
Oh, you know, shut up. You know
she fucking died.
She wants Estella to get her groove back in the medieval times.
There's no way she lived. That's damn near impossible. An impossible trip. But she did that. And then Jon Snow ended up working for, what's his name, right? Or they put him, didn't they put him on Night Watch?
They punished him to go to the Night Watch. Which they don't need anymore.
They don't need it anymore.
Because there's nothing for the night niggas to watch. There's no wall to guard. There's no
White Walkers.
There's no White Walkers in the fence. And the wildlings are cool now. Why do we need the Night Watch? And you know why? You know why they sent us to the Night Watch? Because the nigga Grey Worm and the Unsullied nigga said, I don't think that's enough justice for us to he should be killed. He was like, no, let him stay. No, they wanted to kill him, right? So they said, we'll compromise, we'll send him to the wall that he doesn't need to go to.
By the way, they're punishing him for killing Daenerys, correct?
Right.
Which was
the thing to
which
do,
was expected, yeah.
Because she went full Mad Queen.
You knew what was gonna happen the last episode. Like, when she started killing everybody, you just knew that, alright, she's obviously, niggas is gonna get her the fuck out of here because she's bugging. And Jon was the one to do it.
So they sent him to the Night Watch because Grey Worm, and they were like, we not fucking with that. Alright. But then they leave. They fucking leave the world. They leave to go to like the other country.
Who, John?
No, John. Not John. The Grey Worm and them niggas. Yeah. They go away.
Yeah.
So why do you need to still send them out there?
I don't know what they were thinking with this ending, to be honest. It just...
Yeah, man.
I'd rather everybody just fucking die somehow.
David Bernhoff and D.B. Weiss.
Them niggas just...
I want you niggas... I want their heads on stakes.
Yeah. What would have been your ideal ending?
I want them lynched.
What would have been your ideal ending?
I want them lynched, motherfucking, motherfucking
stoned.
Ibrahim, get the stones.
Want these niggas castrated, dog?
Yes. I want them to never feel pleasure again. But
I said, what would have been your ideal ending?
Anything but that shit. That shit was bad, bro. I am fed the fuck up with them. Fed up.
So really anything, just like...
Anything.
You had no expectations? Like, alright, I think this needs to happen. In order to make me happy, John needs to be king. Brand needs to get pushed off of a fucking cliff or something. Anything, nothing, like, just anything other than that?
I think they should have, I don't know. I really can't, I don't know. I don't know. Because it was so...
It was just so bad.
Ugh.
Well, my thing is, I feel like I low-key finessed the system. Because I'm glad I ain't had to go through 8 seasons of that, or 7 other seasons of that, just to get to that point. So, shout out to myself for being a real nigga. Know what I'm saying? I started watching a little bit. I watched a recap video. Got all the information I needed. Got to season 8. So, I'm not as disappointed as everybody else because I wasn't as connected to it. So, I feel like I low-key dodged a fucking bullet because I like to get involved in the shows. And I feel like if I was really invested in a show like this, I'd have been pissed the fuck off if that's how it ended. Because even I was a little sick it ended like that. But I wasn't as connected to the shit. So, shout out to me. But there were a lot of... It was crazy to see how many people were actually upset by the ending. It was actually pretty funny. But, I don't know. I don't think a show has ever ended that way. So anticlimactic.
Oh, no. Yes, it
like,
has.
I think you said Sopranos. Okay. I was going to say, I think you said The Sopranos.
People have beef with the way Dexter ended. I never really watched that show.
I didn't. Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that. That's the nigga that... He was a...
serial killer.
Yeah, he was a serial killer, but he killed serial killers.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That shit was just... It could have did a lot more with that.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Game of Thrones Hive. Y'all are... I won't consider myself.
Yeah.
But y'all some loyal-ass niggas.
Oh, it's still the GOAT show.
Yeah, but I'm sure y'all got some trust issues now.
1,000%. I don't know if I can ever love again.
Because, yeah, fuck that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
What other show? Wait, what were we about to talk about something else, too?
We were watching the show we watched.
Oh, we started watching Jailbirds. Yeah, we started watching Jailbirds. If you haven't seen this show, it's on Netflix. We're only 4 episodes in. Basically, it's about a woman jail, a female prison, and it just like kind of shows a lot.
What is combined with a male jail?
The men live on the upper floors. It's basically like Orange Is the New Black, but like real.
So yeah, a little more gutter.
Yeah, not even more gutter. It's just real. Like it's not a TV show. It's real people in jail who have real crimes. But it mainly focuses on the women for right now. But the big thing about the show is how they communicate with the men. They talk through the toilets because
and
all
they
the
send
toilet,
kites through the toilet.
Yeah, they send kites, which is basically like a letter. So they send letters through the toilets using like T-shirts, and it's called fishing.
Like they make fishing lines.
Yeah, so they make fishing lines. They have to drain the toilet, so they take all the water out of the toilet to talk. And then when they want to send something, they put the T-shirt and like they like. They put spoons in between it, so like when they catch each other's lines, it's easier to pull up. And then they just flush the toilet, and it helps it like come up. And it's really interesting to see like how the fuck these people are doing this, because whoever came up with it is a fucking genius. Like
that
shit is crazy.
When you, I guess you just your mind works wonders when you're in a situation
when you're just in a room. And
because
that's it.
You ever heard of like in jail? You ever heard of what's called a fifi?
Fifi.
Oh, you've never heard of a fifi?
No.
A fifi is a thing that male prisoners make. It's basically a makeshift pocket pussy.
Oh, yes, I have heard of that.
And who thought of that?
Isn't that, I have heard of it. Isn't that, is it not a balloon? What is it? It's like a paper, you take a warm towel or something like that, right? I forget what it is. It's like a washcloth or something, right?
So what it is it's like a rolled up towel or whatever. And I believe, they take like a glove and they microwave it.
That's what it is.
So it gets hot or they heat it up somehow. And they put like lotion in it so it's soft. Mm-hmm. And it's like, give you just enough room that you can slide your penis in.
Just enough room.
You have a little pocket pussy. It's called a fifi. And whoever made that is a goddamn genius.
Niggas is innovative. And then they were showing how they make like their, like the liquor and stuff in jail. But so far, we're only on episode 4. It's pretty damn good. So I would say start to watch that. It's interesting to see how these niggas, like try to have fun in jail, which is kind of crazy, but
I mean,
a lot of these niggas are just crazy, so they're gonna be in jail for the rest of their lives, so they're just making the best out of it. Like, they seem like they're having a good ass time, which is insane. Obviously they're probably not having a good time, but they sure do look like it. Like, they talk like that. Oh yeah, we just did that in the third. I don't know if it's just because the cameras are around, but that shit is wild. Like, check probably. That shit out. All I know is you're not catching me in jail, because fuck that. But it's interesting. And then it's, like I said, they talk to the niggas. Like, the one nigga is basically cheating on his girl, like, through the toilet. Like,
the nigga is cheating on the girl with another girl in the prison.
He doesn't know either one.
Holy shit.
I don't understand. Yeah, niggas ain't shit. Like, I can't even defend this one. Like, the nigga is in jail cheating on two women that he's never even seen before. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That nigga's the GOAT for that.
Like, and the nigga was like, "Oh, shawty not answering the toilet phone, so I need to move on."
Yeah, so I moved on and talked to my other joint. Like, sir.
Sir?
Nigga said she not answering the bowl. Like, that's how you know niggas really in jail. Nigga said she not answering the toilet. What else do I have? Oh, fucking, what's it called? All American.
Yeah, you told me about that show.
Great show. Check out All American. It's on Netflix. It's via the CW. So it's like one of those, like, it's low key corny, but it's like a good corny.
High key.
Yeah, high key. It's a good corny. It's the corny that you can enjoy. It's like, it's just dope. It's cool. But it has a lot of good, the plot is really good. The acting is pretty damn good. I don't want to spoil it because it just kind of came out.
Yeah.
But it touches on I'm gonna let y'all look at it. But it kind of touches on like Black Lives Matter. It touches on how this kid, like, basically he's from Crenshaw, but he moves to Beverly Hills, and it kind of talks about how he like tackles like living in Beverly Hills, but still caring about Crenshaw and shit.
And you know how he keeps it real, and how he keeps it
real at all times. You know what I'm saying? and what's dope about it is he's actually wearing Nipsey Hussle clothing in a lot of the scenes, which is crazy. So shout out to that show. It's actually really dope. And that's all I got on my Netflix stuff. I don't know what else. What else happened? It's been such a boring week. My work week is boring, bro.
No,
it's the holiday weekend though, so I might go out on Sunday. So I might have a story when I come back.
I'm gonna have stories when I come back too.
Yeah.
It's just been a boring week.
It was
I'm sorry.
How was work?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm apologizing beforehand. If this episode was boring,
you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll be all right.
It's not your regular fix.
It's not your regular fix.
That's why we're gonna keep this one nice and short. It's a checkup. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Corey.
Yes.
And Corey's not here. We didn't have a guest. We're kind of chilling. Like, I mean, we're recovering from a bad Sunday of Game of Thrones. Nothing really happened.
Yeah, a slow week.
Yeah, it's been slow. What happened on? Nothing really happened on Twitter. Like,
no, nobody got exposed.
Nobody got exposed. Yeah, one of y'all niggas do something. Somebody, come on. Somebody make a mess.
Chop chop.
Give me some mess. Messy shit.
Make a mess of your lives and expose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all being selfish?
The most I saw was the one nigga who DM'd the girl because, or not DM'd, but he left her like a voice message. She had blocked.
You showed me that.
She had blocked this nigga, right? So basically, here, I can play it for you.
Yeah, play that, please.
There's two parts. This shit is pathetic. Where the fuck is it at?
So Shorty had blocked this dude, right?
She blocked the nigga.
Uh-huh.
And basically, he threatened to kill himself. And then, so he threatens to kill himself, and then he calls back. All right, so this is it. Here we go.
I said,
yeah.
Kill myself, and once I kill myself, it's you. So you gonna have a body on you.
He clearly didn't.
Be a killer.
He didn't think this through.
And I'ma haunt you.
I'ma haunt you.
Damn.
So he does. He does that, right?
His sentence structure is off.
Yeah.
And I'ma haunt you.
The nigga. He Damn. Didn't think any of that through. He didn't know what the fuck he was saying. He was literally just talking. Like, this girl must have some wild pussy. Okay.
Wow.
So he does that, and then he leaves that message, and then he calls back.
Hello? Is this Tiana? No, not Tiana. Tiana, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is police department for Naperville. You have a dead man here with a note that says,
I know that, like, shit. What?
Son, like, the nigga called back acting like the police. I don't. What do y'all be doing to these niggas?
That said,
what the fuck? What the fuck kind of pussy are you putting? Either this nigga, either she got something magical, or this nigga never got any pussy before.
Ever.
This was the first. Like, this might be what happens when you give a lame nigga some pussy.
Sniff nary your vagina.
Yeah, this is it. I don't know. Have you ever, like, even thought about doing anything crazy like that?
Like what?
Like that? Like, bitch, if you break up with me, I'm gonna kill myself.
Kill myself? No. Kill you? Yes.
That's toxic.
I'm like, yeah, I'll kill you and that nigga. I swear to God.
I swear on my mama.
I swear on my mama, you will both. The both of you will die. In each other's arms, too. And if you're like, not in each other's arms, after I kill you, I will put you in each other's arms. Just how y'all like it. So y'all can.
Die together.
Die together.
Shout out to you.
As y'all live together.
I don't think I could ever be that crazy nigga. There's some crazy. I've seen it though. Niggas really crazy out here, but.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't be the crazy dude. Like, that's just not like my forte. Like, sometimes I wish I could be, but that's just not me. I'd be out of character. And I try not to get out of character. But I couldn't be that crazy nigga, like, talking about killing people and shit. Like, but this shit is fucking. I don't even know, like, like, is he serious? Like, the nigga, that's some clown shit. Basically, fellas,
whenever you gotta pull out the suicide card, it's like,
yeah, if you pull the suicide card,
my nigga, you're
card,
going far. You're going, like, come on.
Yeah,
man.
If you pull the suicide card, like, she's really, that's not gonna make her.
In some cases, anything that passes that point is just sympathy.
Yeah.
It's no real feelings, but some niggas are just, okay. Okay. Sympathize with me, bitch.
It's like, sympathize with me, bitch.
Nah, really?
Nigga just want attention. But also, that's very, it's manipulative and it's toxic. Don't do that to people. I know somebody listening to this podcast has probably done it before.
Done what?
Stop doing that shit. Like, somebody's gonna break up with them, they said they're gonna kill themselves. I feel like that's very
toxic. If you have done that,
I feel like
it's unsubscribe, toxic. Please.
Yeah, unsubscribe. Take your stars back, bitch. We don't want your shits, all right?
Block us, please.
Block us, please.
Because you're on the phone talking about, I'll kill myself. Nigga, I'll kill you. Nigga, no, bro. No.
Oh, don't be that person. And then it also said, what zodiac sign do you think that was? I'm not big on zodiacs, but I'm 90% sure that nigga was a Cancer.
1,000%.
Because Cancer males are mad emotional. Like, them niggas are sensitive. I don't think anybody's more sensitive than a Cancer male. So I think it was probably one of them niggas. I don't know what everybody else does. Do you know about a zodiac like that? Like,
no.
I'm about to say, was it a Scorpio? I don't.
I don't want to know anybody that subscribes to that kind of behavior.
What is Scorpio? Yeah, right?
I don't want to know anybody, like Zodiac sign or not. I don't want to know anybody that subscribes
who does that
to that kind of behavior, bro. And if you do, please act like you don't know me when you see me. Because that shit.
Oh, man. Piss poor. Piss poor. Piss poor. Shout out to him, though. Hopefully he gets his shit together. I know he ain't get his bitch back. Ooh. You're done out here. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Future would not approve of that.
No.
Not at all. He might, actually.
No.
Yeah. Future, he's kind of a simp. A little bit. In the lowest of keys.
No.
In the lowest of keys.
I'm not riding with that one.
No, he's a little bit. Happy Future. Do we have anything else? I feel like it was just so light. Like, super light.
Yeah, it's a light one, bro.
Nothing happened. It's just like a...
Nothing happened. It's a slow stinker.
Yeah.
I know this one's going to be
Fuck it.
But fuck it. Maybe it's Thailand.
It's
Corey. Corey's out of town.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're living our best life.
We're getting bad vibes because Corey's out there fucking ladyboys, okay?
Oh, my. Can we...
Getting bad vibes from 20 hours. 20 hours away. He's on the other side of the earth, and I know he's deep in some bussy.
No, you got us. We're starting to get offers now.
Yeah. My fault. He said he liked the pod.
We started to get business looks.
We can't change.
If
this is what brings the people.
That don't mean turn up.
I'm about to say turn up. If what we've done before brings more viewers, then we can't change who we are. That's not how it works. We gotta stay the same. And if that means saying bussy a few times, then I'm gonna say bussy a few times. Because that's what has to happen, Michael. Yes. You gotta stay true to the brand.
Jesus.
Alright.
Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Oh man, niggas got work in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to you if you have work.
Niggas are tired. Yeah. Niggas got work.
I wish this could be like a radio show. That'd be dope. In the morning.
We gotta go. Because I've seen other podcasts do where people call in or leave voicemails. Listen.
Call in, leave voicemails?
Yeah, like you'll leave voicemails like.
That's technology, though.
Yeah, man. Technology calls.
Money. Oh, yeah. But speaking of costing money, shout out to you if you donated to us. I want to name drop on it because I don't want to make people feel like they're not special or nothing. But shout out to you if you donated to us. We greatly appreciate it. Shout out to you. Shout out to the sponsor. Shout out to Dalvin Digital. Shout out to Shelby at Garden App Apparel, Garden App Clothing. Check him out on Instagram. What else? What other sponsors do we have? I think there's only two sponsors. Check out the podcast website, www.ntspodcast.com, where you can find a link to the merch. We're going to be dropping our new merchandise real soon. So if you haven't copped up yet anything on the website right now, eventually it's going to be gone and we're going to start over. It's going to be like the summer collection. So it's going to be completely different from whatever the fuck is on there right now. So cop up and we got you. Follow us on Instagram at Not That Serious Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, NTS Podcast. You can find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, all that other shit.
Yeah.
Usually you do this, but I want to do it today.
I said, have it, Chief. Have at it, Chief.
I never do.
I'm over here fighting sleep. Yeah, you got it, bro.
I feel you. Yeah, make sure you follow us on our individual Instagram accounts and Twitter. You can follow Mike at
Michael O'Key, MikeLowKey.
And you can follow me at DJELZEE. I think that's it, man. I think I want to leave this one short and sweet. Something to hold you over until, you know, whenever we feel like dropping another one.
We're going to have some real meat and potatoes for you next week, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, something happens to somebody, you know what I'm saying? So we have something to talk about. Hopefully, not too bad. We just need some mess. I just want some mess.
Right.
All
right.
That's a mess.
Good old fashioned
mess. Good old fashioned mess. And if it doesn't happen, next week is going to be a theme episode and we're going to do something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we came into nothing. We came in with nothing. We'll be honest. We're transparent. It's like we're talking to our friends, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're transparent.
You're our friends. You're our people.
You're our people. Nothing happened this week.
This week, nothing happened. This week, we came in dry.
Yeah.
This week, no.
Yeah. It's fine. It happens.
Little noodle dicking happened.
You know what I'm saying?
But, you know.
Little noodle dicking.
I gave you a little noodle dick, right?
Can't get
but I'm coming long and strong next week. We promise.
Yeah. Watch. Bet on it. Bet. Bet money. But yeah, I think that's it. That has been another episode of Not That Serious Podcast.
Yep.
Probably one of the shortest ones that you'll get in a minute, but it's whatever.
Hey, man.
We just wanted to hold you over.
This shit's still going to make somebody,
day, yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I hope it does. We just wanted you to hear our voices, all right?
Word.
Because we easily could have said, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, because we was almost at that. You know.
I was very
tense. You don't understand how close we were to saying, nah.
Fuck them. I was very tempted.
We don't deserve this flat.
I was very tempted.
We don't deserve
I was so tempted, bro.
No.
The only reason I really wanted to record is because Corey would have said something if we didn't.
Yeah.
He would. I know he's in Thailand right now, a day ahead, looking for this podcast, not recognizing that today is still Wednesday here. So shout out to that nigga. We miss you, bro. Yeah. Can't wait till you get back. Don't fuck too many men out there, all right?
Oh, my God. We got to All right, y'all. That's been another week of the greatest podcast
yes,
ever.
Yes,
you know where to find us at. We will see y'all next week. Peace.
Have a nice holiday.